Blog Talk Radio.
I want to be like Daniel. Yeah. I want to be like Paul. Hey.
I just want to serve you.
When I'm serving, that means I'm giving you the best I can.
I just want to serve you.
Serve you, Lord.
Yeah.
I do everything
I
that
myself.
I can.
Forever, I'm going to need your
okay.
help.
I done came a long way. I done did a lot of dirt. You can say I'm a survivor. I am here to give you church. I'm just trying to fill its purpose. I'm just trying to make it work. I'm just happy to be forgiven and forgive those who I've hurt. Lord, only you know what I go through when I'm all by myself. I can't do this by myself. No, forever I'ma need your help. Forever I'ma be of service. Tell my story just to let you know I worship you. Before anyone on this earth, I'm committed to you first. We are the body of Christ. He is the one sacrificed. He is the one who can lead you to freedom. Will never mislead you the way into life. Yeah. Fresh out the book of Revelations. I am the soul of a nation. I am my own motivation. Dynasty Gold is my baby. We're sitting with Jesus. Finna eat with the believers. Finna reap what we've been sowing for seasons. It is our time and he is the reason. Give us a sign. Father, we need you. Your love is everything I've wanted. You tell me do it and I'm on it. I promise you will get the glory.
I love you.
Father, I love you. I love you.
I just wanna serve you.
I need you.
I just wanna be a better person, be a better man, be there for my daughter, be a family man.
You know what I go through when I am alone.
Father, I need you, can't do this alone.
I am a living testimony, walking miracle. Pinnacle, spiritual, from the village, I can feel it, can you feel it? This is part of my healing.
Part of my healing.
It's time that we build a bigger building. It's time that we be there for our children. It's time that we teach them how to love and show them how to feel it. See, all of my life, I've been running from myself. Now that I found Christ, I'm so glad I found Christ. He was with me when I fell, with me in the cell, with me when everybody was in hell. He is the one who brought me back to life. He is the reason for my sacrifice. I am a prophet speaking prophecy. Men on a mission, ain't no stopping me. Was given the vision to behold and possibly change all our consciously. If you really love him, follow me. Cause greater he is who's inside of me. And greater you are if you let him lead you to your freedom. You can be reborn, man.
You know what I'm saying? God saved me. You know what I'm saying? High out there on drugs and wilding out. You know what I'm saying? I couldn't do it without him. You know what I'm saying? So I gave my life to him. So now I'm committed to serving his people. Man, praise God. Glory to God. Glory to God.
I just wanna serve you. I just wanna be a better person, be a better man, be there for my daughter, be a family man.
You know what I go through when I am alone. Father, I need you, can't do this alone.
Amen, amen, hallelujah. I just want to serve you. Only thing we want to serve is God. Good evening, family. Calling all my brothers to prayer tonight. My brothers, we are well overdue. We have wasted too much time. I'm not just regular time, valuable time. I'll be the first to say I can do better. And I know you say, well, I see you doing this. I see you doing that. I can still do better in prayer. Will you join me is my question tonight. That as Man Up the Movement is calling all men, not just the head from the pulpit or the one, the deacon or the one with a title. No, all men to come to prayer tonight. No matter your title, no matter your position, no matter your education, we all need each other to unite in prayer. God was showing me this morning in a vision that men praying can heal the land. My God. Men praying can bring people together. Men praying can eliminate the gap that's in our society right now. If we will just ask and we follow the Holy Spirit and pray scriptures from the Word of God, With the whole purpose that we all heal, that we all are delivered, and that we're all set free. The only curriculum that you'll ever hear on this broadcast is that we follow the 7 steps of prayer. You're here tonight, you say, well, I'm just here to listen. I'm not here to pray. No, you're not. You're here to pray, my brother. We're all here to pray together. We all need to pray. And if you don't say, well, I'm not a good prayer, get your Bible, open it up, and whatever it opens to, find 3 scriptures to pray. If you say you never went that, even, you know, you can't find it, then you need to just talk. Just have a communication with God on behalf of someone else. But in that area of the 7 steps of prayer that God has given us, is step 1, to abide in Christ the vine. Number 2, to step it, to pray in faith. Number 3, to stand on God's word. Number 4, to pray in the spirit. Number 5, to persevere in prayer. Number 6, to use different types of prayer. Remember, we're taught not to be in repetition. And number 7, to flow in God's love. Today is the day that we can do it like never before. We're still not there. We're still pushing. We're still pressing. But today we can do it a little bit different than we've ever had before, because we can see results in our prayer. For the last 4 weeks, 3 weeks, however long the Lord has initiated this call, not a phone call, a call to men to pray. We've been praying and prayers are being answered. In our cities, and this applies to everyone, just like water. Water applies to everybody. I don't care color. I don't care religion. I don't care. Water applies to everybody, because without water, we all will die. Something we all need. Some of us aren't intaking as much. I'm not going to preach on health tonight, but we need more water. Here's my bottle right here. I'm on number 6. And I try to get 8, but it's hard. But I get it. I at least get 6. That's something that we can all unify in. Water. Well, prayer is something that we can all unify into. As I study Jesus, as I study prayer, I find out that's all Jesus was a prayer warrior. He stayed in constant communication with his Father who was in heaven, and he abided. Not by his will or his way or his decision, but he abided by the will of God and the word of God. And he was an example of that word working. And he was an example that if you would activate the word, it will also work for you. And then we'll know that prayer is a system. And no, we're not here to pray and preach. You know, only take about 10, 15 minutes to give us a little warm up to get there. And then we're going to pray. If you are here to pray tonight and God has already put you on the prayer call to pray, dial 1, get in. If you don't dial 1, I know your number. Most of you, I'm going to put you in anyway. If you're a man on this broadcast, I am definitely going to open up the lines and get you to pray. So go on and dial 1 now. Oh my God. Come on. Don't be the last one. Dial 1 now. Cause as you dial, that's the way I'll bring you in. Minister Curtis was the first one here on the broadcast that and he didn't even, before it even started. So we're definitely going to get Minister Curtis in. But in the system, watch this. I want to draw our attention to Matthew 6. Now, in this relationship with Jesus and the disciples, they followed, they listened, said, come. They said, they dropped everything and they didn't question, they followed. But as they had observed Jesus and as they had seen miracles, signs, and wonders, spectacular about him, over all of those things, because they could have said, teach me how to feed 5,000. They could have said, teach me how to raise the dead. They could have said, teach me this, teach me that. No, they said, teach me how to pray. I want to draw your attention to Matthew chapter 6, verse 5. He says, and when you pray, you shall not be like hypocrites, for they love to pray standing in synagogues and on the corners of the streets, that they may be seen by men. Assuredly, I say to you, they have their reward. But you, come on, put your hand, my brother, up right now and say, this is a direct word to me. But you, when you pray, go into your room, and when you have shut your door, pray to the Father who is in the secret place, and your Father who sees in the secret will reward you openly. And when you pray, do not use vain repetition as the heathen do, for they think that they will be heard for their many words. Therefore, do not be like them, for your Father knows the things you need of before you ask him. In this manner, pray, our Father in heaven. Number one, right there, you have to acknowledge that he's our Father. He's just as much important to me as he is to you, and you're just as much important to him as he is to me. As a matter of fact, you're more important to me, to him, than you are to me, but we're both important. But we have to know he's not here. He's in heaven. Hallowed be your name. That word hallowed is a word of respect, that nothing fills the room but his name. Your kingdom come. See how you had to get out the way in prayer? Oh my God. And you got to say, no, your kingdom come. Then you got to be more on top of that and say, your will be done. And then you got to get specific. So who ready to be specific about your prayer tonight, to say, on earth as it is in heaven, give us this day our daily bread. Don't worry about tomorrow. It's not promised. And yesterday's done. And forgive us our debts, as we forgive our debtors, and do not lead us into temptation, but deliver us from the evil one, for yours is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen. That's normally where people stop. But I want to speak to us tonight, brothers, that as we pray, we're here for effectual, fervent prayers that avail much. Read James 5. It'll give you the whole layout. For if you forgive, verse 14, this is the most important thing about prayer. Because a lot of us have vain repetitions. We got vain prayers. We have desires and needs and wants that we're crying out. And we still have not fixed the one system in our lives to get prayers to be answered. And that's forgiveness. Watch this. For if you forgive men their trespasses, get that S, not one, not two, not three, seven times 70. Just say, I need to be a forgiver. Your heavenly Father will also forgive you. Don't you ever get it twisted. I don't care how somebody sound holy, act holy, look holy. We have all sinned and fallen short of the glory of God. Thank God we got a Jesus that brings us out of sin, that we don't have to live there no more. But if you do not forgive men their trespasses, neither will your Father forgive yours. That's an answer for a lot of us to why you're not seeing your prayers answered, because we must forgive. I know somebody just did you wrong. I know you have a right to be upset. I know you're sick and tired of being sick and tired, but guess what? If you're going to be a real man, a real father, a real husband, a real partner, a real homie, a real business entrepreneur, you must forgive. Now, did I know where God was taking me tonight? No. But I know one thing. If we're going to continue this push of prayer and go to the next level of prayer, we must forgive, and we must start now. Don't wait till 2021. You better get it together now. So, Heavenly Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, that name that is above every name, that name that is that every knee will bow, that name that every tongue will confess, we honor you right now in prayer. We say, Lord, we decrease now as we follow you. We deny ourselves. We take up our cross daily, and we follow in prayer. We thank you that your word says that if we believe in you and the works that you do, we will do also, but greater works will we do. As we now acknowledge your work prayer, we are going to become prayer workers, not prayer warriors. We're going to become prayer workers, and we're going to speak your word. We're going to speak life. We're going to speak transformation. We're going to speak deliverance. We're going to speak life. No more death will we speak in our marriages, in our homes, in our families, in our children, in our business, in our entrepreneurial places, in any area of our lives. Lord, we speak life, and we speak life more abundantly, because greater are you that are in us than the evil that's in the world. So we put up the roadblock to all the negativity. We put up the roadblock to all of the hate. We put up the roadblock to all of the unforgiveness, and we say, Lord, forgive us right now. For the little, for the big, for the stuff people know, the people don't know, the people that we don't even know yet. Block it now as we step into confession of our faith, that by your stripes we are healed of sin. That by your stripes we are healed of pornography. By your stripes we are healed of adultery. By your stripes we are healed of drug abuse. By your stripes we are healed of lying. By your stripes we are healed of cheating. By your stripes we are healed and we are set free by you. And we claim it today in prayer. That life is broken right now. That life is birthed right now. And that as we go forward, Lord, we be in agreement in prayer. That we're successful. Without you, we're a failure. So we claim success today in prayer. Not for one, not for two, not for me, not for them, but for all. That will agree that you are Lord of Lords, King of Kings, the first, the last, the beginning, and the end. They will receive your grace, oh my God, a favor to love, favor to forgive, favor to move forward, favor to grow, favor to let go, and favor to move into your grace right now, that your grace will be abound, not only through you, but in us and through us. Lord, we glorify you tonight that you've given us this opportunity and this platform that we can speak in unison and in agreement that you are Lord of Lords. We thank you, Lord, Heavenly Father, God, that it's not my prayer, it's not his prayer, it's not my way of praying, but it's your way of praying, that we acknowledge you today in prayer because you get the glory, you get the honor, you get the praise. But Lord, let us honor you and take away all the blemishes that we've caused people to look at you wrong, and we take that now and say, Lord, forgive us for not living up to your expectations. Forgive us for not living up to your word. Forgive us for not following through. Forgive us for quitting. Forgive us for running away. Forgive us. But Lord, we stand today and say, we will go higher. We will do better. We will not quit. And we will not give up. But we will press towards the mark of the high calling, which is your son, Jesus. That our lives will never, ever, 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 ever be the same. But we decree and declare that we are changed. We are rearranged. We are transformed by the renewing of our minds. And Lord, we thank you that it's done. We thank you that it's finished. We thank you that it's complete. And we thank you, Lord, that we can move into your presence of the already done. Have your way in our prayer tonight. Continue to let the words of our mouth and the meditation of our hearts be acceptable in your sight. Lord, take away the things that we thought we needed in the earth and give us the desire and the thirst for the things we need in the spirit to be the men you called us to be the men you designed us to be the men that you purposed us to be. The head and not the tail, oh my God. The lender, not the borrower. The first and not the last. But giving all those the opportunity to know you. That you are our Savior, you are our Lord, and we confess it in our mouths tonight, in our hearts. Jesus, I hear something up in here. Hey, God, that I'm gonna shout. Hey, thank you that you are my Lord, and I thank you that your prayers have went forward with my petition, and the anointing that you have has rolled into each one under the sound of my voice here live, here on the broadcast, that those that are online. And if you're online and you want to pray, you need to dial 319-527-6173. Come on in, dial one. Those online, those that will listen later, that they receive the same power that we acknowledge now. In Jesus' name, I pray. Amen. Area code 657, last four, 1243. Come on in, pray.
Praise the Lord. This is David Armstrong.
Prophet, come on.
All right. Man of God, let me also, I always like to share something before I pray. I want you real quickly, people of God, to look at 2 Chronicles chapter 7. And 2 Chronicles chapter 7 tells us something very important about the power of prayer. The Bible actually says in 2 Chronicles 7, the Bible says, when Solomon had finished praying, fire came down from heaven and consumed the burnt offering and the sacrifice and the glory of the Lord filled the house. Don't miss this. The glory of the Lord filled the house, filled the temple, and the priests could not enter the house of the Lord because the glory of the Lord had filled the Lord's house. When all the children of Israel saw how the fire came down and the glory of the Lord on the temple, they bowed their faces to the ground on the pavement and worshiped and praised the Lord, saying, "For he is good, for his mercy endures forever." Now, one thing I want you to understand, people of God, this is Solomon, the son of King David, and he is now dedicating the temple. And in his dedication, he prays to the point where one man's prayer, Solomon, the Bible says, after he had finished, that there was a response. Oh, God, don't miss this. After he prayed, the Bible says, fire came down and consumed the burnt offering and the sacrifice to the point where the priests, hallelujah, could not even enter the house. Why? Because the glory of the Lord and that prayer affected people to the point where it caused people to bow down and worship God. People of God, listen, when you start praying with this type of urgency, with this type of faith, with this type of tenacity, I declare to you now that people who are not born again, people who are not saved, are going to be impacted, that they're going to bow down and worship your God. No, you missed what I just said. They're going to bow down and worship your God. Why? Let me go further. I'm going to pray, but I need you to see this. We always read this passage, but we don't see the connection. The Bible says, 2 Chronicles, when you look at verse 14, if my people who are called by my name would humble themselves and pray, humble themselves and pray, which means prayer is an act of humility. Prayer is an act of humility. When you pray, you are coming to the place of humility where your dependence is upon God, not man. Hallelujah. If my people are called by my name, would humble themselves, pray, seek my face, turn from their wicked ways, then I will hear from heaven, forgive their sins, and heal their land. The healing of this nation is predicated on your prayers, people. The healing of our nation, the healing of the body, the healing of our community, our city, is predicated on your prayer. The Bible declares the prayers of the righteous makes tremendous power available. And I always say this, the purpose of prayer is not just praying. The purpose of prayer is hearing his voice. See, when you go in prayer, people, God, there's something you're going to hear from God. There's going to be a response. See, a lot of people don't want to pray because they feel like they're not going to get a response. If you pray the word, oh God, if you pray what the word says, there will be a response. So, Father, in the name of Jesus, I thank you for your word. I thank you that, God, as we come together collectively, there is now a corporate anointing on your men. There is a power that the world has not known, the church has not known, that's coming upon you, the people of God, in the name of Jesus. And I declare now, God, that you will begin to deal with every man about the urgency of prayer for the purpose of a response. I thank you that as we pray, oh God, the fire from heaven would cause there to consume our burnt offerings, our sacrifices, and the glory of the Lord would fill the house, not just a geographical location. Fill this house, fill this temple, fill the body of Christ, fill us with your glory, fill us with your presence, fill us with your love. In the name of Jesus, I thank you now that something supernatural is shifting now in the hearts of men. And I thank you as we humble ourselves, God, in the name of Jesus, and realize that our dependence is upon you and you alone. And so, Lord, I bless you. I bless you for every man on this call. In the name of Jesus, I thank you that whatever they are believing, whatever they need you to do in this hour, God, I thank you that they are taking that posture, that they are dwelling in the secret place of the Most High, and they're abiding under the shadow of the Almighty. I pray a hedge of protection over every man right now in the name of Jesus, and I eject pride out. I eject false humility in the name of Jesus, Father. In the name of Jesus, I thank you that you are raising up men of integrity, men of character, men of standard, men of movement in the name of Jesus. And I thank you, God, they are no longer church-minded. They are kingdom-minded in Jesus' name. And God, I pray now that your kingdom come and your will be done in the name of Jesus. The disciples said, Lord, teach us how to pray. And so, God, we ask you, teach us, reveal to us through the person of the Holy Spirit. God, we don't know everything, but we know what the Holy Spirit revealed to us. And so I pray now that, Lord, the mind that you have given, you said we have the mind of Christ. And so, God, I thank you, that which you are disclosing, that which you are revealing, that we need to pray specifically for tonight. I pray now in the name of Jesus that there will be a disclosure of the mind, the will, the purpose, the plan of God in this hour. And Satan, I take authority over you now. I eject you out of the man's life. The time of prayerlessness is over with. It comes to an end tonight in the name of Jesus. And I declare now that breakthrough, miracle, supernatural things are happening now as we are coming together collectively. There shall be a collective and corporate release of glory, anointing, and power release, Father, in the name of Jesus. We take authority over pandemic. We are not going to allow a pandemic to hinder our prayer life. We will not tolerate it. We will not allow it, but we will stand on our wall. We will stand on our watch. We will stand, Father, bold and strong. I declare a boldness come upon every man on this call, that they'll rise up and pray. They're not intimidated by another man's prayer because they have a personal relationship with you. And so, Father, I thank you. So the time of being shy, the time of being fearful, the time of being timid, I eject it now out of the men. And I declare that men are rising up in the name of Jesus from the north, south, east, and west, and they're coming forth to pray with power, and they're coming to pray with conviction in the name of Jesus. And there shall be a response for your honor, for your glory. We bless you. We praise you. We declare, oh God, there is no God like you. You are worthy to be worthy, worthy to be praised, worthy to be exalted and lifted up. And we thank you, Father. We give you the glory in advance for all that you are doing in this moment, in this hour, in this season. We call it done, and we praise you in Jesus' name. It is so. And all God's men said, amen and amen.
Come on, Mr. Curtis. Bless the Lord.
What's up, Pastor E?
Hey, my son going to pray.
Hey, what's up? What's up, my brother? Let's let him start. Let's let little Curtis pray first.
Yeah, go ahead, son.
Thank you, Father, for this day. Thank you for me, Pastor E, my dad, Ms. Sharanza, Uncle Carlos, and my grandma. And thank you for the Lord. In Jesus' name, amen.
Hey, amen.
Go ahead, Dad.
Yeah, Father, thank you for the prayer. Lord, thank you for my son that's wanting to get on and pray. Lord, I mean, we don't have a lot of kids that want to pray. Lord, teach us to be the fathers that we need to be in our kids' life so they can become a better man, a better father, a better Christian when they grow up, Lord. Lord, move the things out of our life that need to be removed, Lord. Lord, we just want to praise you, Lord, but we struggle through life. We struggle through it because we got the world involved, we got us involved, and we just don't know how to separate, Lord. we see things in the world is better than sometimes you, Lord. Someone, no disrespect, Lord, I just got to come and tell you the truth. Lord, we just want to say that it's about to be another year, 2021, Lord, and it's time for a man to step up and start praying more, start being more of a godly man, and start doing your thing, Lord. Whatever addiction that we battle in through life, Lord, is on, that every man is on here, we cheating, or we watching porn, or we doing drugs, Lord, or whatever we doing, Lord, we ask you just to remove it. Move it out of our way, Lord. Lord, just open our eyes to see the better things in life, Lord. See the positive things in life, Lord. Lord, bless my household over here. Bless my kids and bless my wife, Lord. Bless my newborn baby, Lord. Lord, bless Pastor E for having this prayer call, Lord. Lord, it's a lot of prayer calls that we should be on, Lord. We should be praying to you daily, Lord. We should be praying to you every time we have a problem or an issue, Lord. Lord, we need to have some accountability partners, Lord, that we could call and talk to, Lord, when we're going through hell, Lord. Lord, thank you just for everything that you're doing in our life, Lord. Lord, thank you for the job that you gave us, Lord. Thank you for the kids that you gave us, Lord. Thank you for the food that you gave us, Lord. Lord, we ask you to continue to watch over us, watch over everybody in this world, Lord. Lord, heal this coronavirus, Lord. We know that you can heal it, Lord. We know that you can take it and move it, Lord. But we ask you just to keep us lifted up, Lord. In Jesus' name I pray, amen.
Pastor Dwayne, come on.
Pray. Before you right now in the name of Jesus, Lord. We come with you with your word, Father God. You said that, you said in the scripture, Father, our Father which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy be done on earth as it is in heaven. Father God, we come to pray to the west, the east, the north, the south. Lord, we ask right now, God, let your wind go from the west, the east, the north, and the south. Lord, let your word go into every man's heart, God. Let your word go into every household, God. Let your word right now, God, flow, God. Let it flow the way that you want it to flow. We pray together, God, corporately. We pray together, one accord. God, we pray, God, that your will be done, God. Lord, we know that the supernatural. We get into the supernatural right now in your name, Jesus. Lord, you was teaching them how to pray in the natural. You was teaching them how to pray to call on the Father. We calling on the Father right now, God, that you will lift our heart, God, that you will forgive our sins, God. That you will forgive our debtors, that you will forgive our trespasses. God, you will forgive our debtors. So, Father God, we ask right now in the name of Jesus, Lord, let your word come upon our heart. Let your word come upon our lips. Lord, you said, out of the heart, the mouth speak. Father God, we ask for forgiveness, God. We ask for forgiveness. Lord, we ask that you hear our words, God. Hear the cry of our heart. Lord God, we ask right now in the name of Jesus, Lord, it is your will, God. It is your will, God, that you intercede. It is your will, God, that you manifest on earth, God. God, we ask you right now in the name of Jesus, Lord. We know that you hear us. Lord, we know that you hear us, God. You need someone, God, on earth to talk to, God. We are the body. We are the supernatural here on earth for you, Father. We are the eyes. We are the ears. We are the tongue. We are the flesh, blood. We are the bones. We are the legs. We are the body, we are the tree that you want to be used, that used on earth, God. God, you repented through Moses. God, you repented through Moses, God. And Father God, we ask you right now, God, let us be able to be that interceder for you, God. Cleanse our body, cleanse our mind, change our heart, change our thoughts, change the way that we think. You said that you would do a new thing. God, not like the old prophets in the Old Testament. God, you say you'll do a new thing, God. And how you did a new game, you know, new thing, God, you taught us how to pray. You taught us how to get into heaven. You taught us how to get into the Spirit. You taught us how to call on your name. You taught us how to call on your righteousness. So, Father God, that's what we're asking right now, God. We're asking you, God, to open up the door, God. Open up the door. You find us righteous. You said we righteous. You said that we don't have no sin. God, you said you forgave us of our sin. God, you said you forgave us of our iniquities. God, you said you forgave us of the way that we think, the way that we talk. God, you said that you dwell in us. God, you say we are the new wineskin. God, you said we are the new wineskin. So, Father God, we ask you right now in the name of Jesus, Lord, let the wind flow, God, from the west. Let the wind flow from the east. Let the wind flow from the north. Let the wind flow from the east, God, from the south, God. Let it flow from the south, God, where it can meet the hearts of your people, God. You said your people, if they were humble, they said, you call us your people. We didn't say you were your people. We just called them back to scriptures. You said if your people will humble themselves, turn away from their wicked ways, then what you would hear from them. Well, Father, we put down the plate right now, God. We put down our plate, God. We put down our plate, God. Our plate means we put down repentance. God, we ask that you repent us, that you accept our repentance. We can't accept it, but we know you can accept it. So, Father God, that's our prayer right now, God. Before we jump into the new year, God, before we jump into a new calendar, God, we ask you right now, God, to meet us. Let the wind flow, God. Let the wind flow from the west, from the north, from the east, from the south, God. That it will put a hold on this pandemic. God, that will put a hold on the enemy. That it will shake the enemy, God. Shake the ground that he walk on, God. We know that you say he's the prince of this world. You say he's the prince of this world. Father God, but you have all power in your hand. You can do things, God. You can shut the mouth of the enemy, God. You can shut his wind, God. You can send his patterns that go through the earth. God, you can stop all that. So, Father God, we ask you right now in the name of Jesus, Lord, let it come to pass. Let it come to pass, God. And teach us, Lord. Teach us how to pray. Teach us how to pray. You said that the Holy Ghost would teach us things, God. You said that the Holy Ghost would teach us how to pray, how to intercede. God, teach us. Teach us how to pray. We quote scriptures from the Old Testament, but God, we need to quote scriptures from the New. How you teach us how to pray, how we bind these new spirits, how we bind these new demons, how we bind this new peasant. Why, God? Because there's a new area, God, but you know the area. It's nothing strange. It's nothing new to you. So, Father God, that's our prayer. Teach us, God, how to come against this wickedness. Teach us, God, how to come against this madness that's going on in this world, God. That's our prayer. God, touch every man that's connected to the Now Network Ministry. Touch every man that's connected to Apostle E, God. Touch every man, God, that they will be humble, that they will come on to him and help God. Not that he's bigger, not that he's better. We all are men of God. We all women of God. But God, you have put a vision. You have put the vision, God. You said without a vision, your peoples will perish. Father God, you put a vision in his heart. So, Lord, let the vision come to pass. Let us acknowledge, God. Let us give in, God. Let us humble ourselves, God. Let us come together as one accord, God, but not with ism, not with arguments, but we come together in one accord, touching and agree that your will be done. This is our prayer, God. I pray right now in the wonderful name of Jesus, Lord. Let everything come to pass. I give you all the glory and honor. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen and amen.
Amen, amen. Area code 323, last four, 9939. Come on, pray.
Dear Heavenly Father, I just touch and agree and thank you with the fervent prayers of righteous men availeth much. Thank you that your ears are open to your children. Thank you that we're called to pray without ceasing. Thank you, Father God. Thank you, Father God, that you promise to do exceedingly, abundantly more than we can even ask or thank by your power that worketh through us. Thank you for no shame, no condemnation unto those that are in Christ Jesus. Lord, I lift up, Father God, all those that left behind in the street life, Father God. I pray for every player, every pimp, Father God, every prostitute. I pray for salvation, deliverance, every dope dealer, every gangbanger, every drug addict. I pray for salvation. I pray that you open up their ears, Father God, open up their hearts, that they might receive your engrafted word, which is able to save their soul, Father God. Just like you brought us out of darkness into your marvelous light, you're no respecter of person. Somebody pray for us, Father God. We just pray, lift up the homeless, give them an ear to hear, Lord. Give them a heart, conviction. Father God, I pray for the loan shark, Lord. We pray and lift up our men and women and children in the armed forces, Father God. We pray for those incarcerated. We pray for healing, protection for those that have the virus, Father God. We pray that they will live and not die and declare your works in Jesus' name, that they will call out to you, Father God, for you are very present help in the time of need. We pray, Father God, that you will heal us, men, women, children, Father God, elderly from unhealthy relationships. Deliver us from codependent relationships. Help us, Father God, not to hinder people or cause them to stay in bondage in the name of Jesus. We pray, Father God, for every healthcare worker on the front line. We pray for every doctor, every nurse, every lobotomist, every transporter, Father God, firemen, policemen. We thank you that the crime rate is going down in Chicago, the murder rate in Chicago, in Detroit, in other cities. Baltimore, Father God, we pray that people will call out to you. We pray for deliverance from poverty, Father God, deliverance from ignorance and bondage and violence in the name of Jesus. You wish for none to perish, but all to come to repentance in the name of Jesus. So I thank you, Father God, that we're called to pray without ceasing. We're called to pray until the answer come. You say if we don't pray, we'll give up in the name of Jesus. I'm in agreement with my brother's prayers. Father God, in the name of Jesus, you've begun a good work, and you're faithful to complete it until the day of Christ Jesus. Thank you for the clarion call to keep praying, Father God. Thank you for the call of Pastor Ed to pray without ceasing, Father God, to pray, Lord, to spur us on to love and good works in the name of Jesus. For lack of prayer is sin, Father God. So thank you for forgiving us for sin. Thank you for the blood. We plead the blood of Jesus over our families, over our wives, and over our significant others. Help us to love our wives, Father God. Thank you, Father God. I pray in agreement with the brother, forgive us for the lust in our heart. Forgive us for not being satisfied and content with what you give us, Lord. Help us to be good stewards. Thank you for lending us them beautiful children and grandchildren in the name of Jesus. And so we thank you, Father God. So I pray for those that are calling out to you. I pray, Father God, that you protect women and armed forces, protect those in their homes, keep them from domestic violence and men from domestic violence in the name of Jesus. I pray for deliverance, Father God. I pray for healing in their soulish being. I pray, Father God, that they will believe the gospel. People are not respecting these orders, Father God. I pray for deliverance, Father God. I pray for salvation in the name of Jesus, Father God. I pray that your word will continue to have free course. I pray, Lord, that you speak through children. You say that in the last days that your spirit will fall upon all flesh and your sons and daughters shall prophesy. Keep us from compromise, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Keep us from seducing spirits. Keep us from doctrines of devils. Keep us, Lord, that our love for you would not grow cold in the name of Jesus. So I thank you, Father God. I praise you. I give you glory and honor, Father God. Jesus is Lord to the glory of God. We pray, Lord, for our elderly pastors as mentoring other young pastors, Father God. Bless them. Keep us from reproach in the name of Jesus. Help us to not bring scandal to your name. Keep us from greed. Keep us from pride. Keep us from stubbornness. Keep us from stiff-neckedness in the name of Jesus. Lord, you said a broken and contrite heart you would not despise. Keep us from distractions, Father God, in the name of Jesus. And so, Lord, I pray for those in planes, for traveling mercies. I pray for those on trains, that trains will stay on track. I pray for those in public transportation. Protect the bus drivers, Father God, in the name of Jesus. I pray for the police that they would not overexert their authority in the name of Jesus. I pray for our young men and young women, Father God, they will make it past a police interview in the name of Jesus. They'll learn to be slow to speak and quick to listen in the name of Jesus. I pray, Father God, and thank you for those that are receiving training, police, Father God, to deal with those that are severely mentally ill or going through psychosis in the name of Jesus. So, Father God, we come against gang violence in the name of Jesus. We pray for bullets that you move them, Father God, that they hit not children. We pray that they hit not human beings, Father God. We pray for deliverance. We pray for continuous ceasefire and truces to come forth out of these gangs all over this country in the name of Jesus. We come against secret society and manipulations to genocide to reduce population, Father God. We know that your judgment is true, Lord. We know that you've given the world time to repent, and you're giving people time to come to you. In the name of Jesus, I lift up every lesbian, gay, bisexual, gender person. I pray that they would experience your love. I pray for every young man that dresses like a woman or prostitutes himself. I pray for deliverance in the name of Jesus. Father God, touch, Lord. Touch that young lady, Father God, in the name of Jesus. Forgive us, Father God, for same-sex marriages. Forgive us, Father God, for even being in the church and condoning, Father God, what you disapprove. But help us to keep loving people. Help us to build relationship. Keep dialogue and keep talking, keep listening in the name of Jesus, Father God, not having all the answers, but building relationships that will bring change and impact. Father God, I give you the glory today. You're God all by yourself. You have no partners. And I thank you for these mighty men of valor that pray. I thank you, Father God, that we'll continue to pray, that we'll pray in season. Father God, be conscious of you and your presence everywhere we go in the name of Jesus. Lord, and I thank you, Father God, that healing is the children's bread. We trust you, Father God, no good thing will you withhold from us as we walk uprightly towards you, as we continue to walk to you, Father God. Cleanse our hands and purify our hearts. Father God, bless our children. Lord, bless our grandchildren. Bless our women, Father God, in the name of Jesus. Help us to hear your voice in the name of Jesus. And we just thank you for delivering us from folly and bringing me out, Lord. Thank you for restoring my mind. Thank you, Father God, for we are the redeemed that we say so. And so we bless you. We bind up the works of darkness, Lord. We come against division. We come against fear, Father God, in the name of Jesus. We come against racial attacks. We pray for every skinhead, Father God. We pray in the name of Jesus for the Mexican mafia and the cartels, for salvation, for deliverance, that money would not be their God, but you would. I pray for every celebrity, Lord. I pray for their salvation, Jay-Z and them. I pray that they would renounce, Father God, the Illuminati and the works of darkness. I pray for every rich and warlock for their salvation. Bring them out. I decree that they come out of darkness into your marvelous light, Lord. I pray for our strippers for their salvation, for their deliverance, Father God, in the name of Jesus. And our men will learn how to treat women and learn how to respect themselves, Father God, in the name of Jesus. So, Lord, I pray, break this stronghold of this intoxicating spirit, Father God, this spirit of lack of self-control. Father God, deliver. As you delivered us, you can deliver anybody in the name of Jesus. I thank you, Father God, and I have confidence that you would do exceedingly abundantly more than we can even ask or think. And I thank you for your power that works through us day by day. Father God, bless every brother. Those that are weak, strengthen them. Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, those that are thinking about giving up, a thorn in the towel, Father God, we pray for divine intervention. I come against suicide in the name of Jesus, and I thank you that your grace is sufficient, and your strength is made perfect in weakness. Lord, give us the wisdom of the men of Issachar who knew the times and what the people must do. Speak through us, Father God. Speak to us. Help us to live a life, Father God, that brings honor and glory to you. In the name of Jesus Christ, I thank you and I honor you. I love you, Lord, and I thank you for my brothers. In the name of Jesus Christ, we pray. Amen. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you, Pastor. Come on. Now, no one else has hit one. Come on, dial. If anybody else out there, you came late, you want to get in and pray. Like I said, you ain't got to be the perfect prayer. You ain't got to be something that's above anything else. All you have to do is come and speak and let your petitions be known to the Lord, and also that we can agree together. Come on in, Pastor. Pastor Luckett.
Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we bless you, we praise you, we honor you. Heavenly Father, we thank you, Lord, that you forgive us for our sins, Heavenly Father. We thank you for your son, Jesus, who died on the cross for our sins and rose on the third day, Lord. We thank you, Heavenly Father, that you gave the awesome sacrifice in your son Jesus to die on the cross for our sins, and you raised him back up, and you made a way for us to be redeemed back to you. Father God, we come praying tonight, Lord, praying for all the men, Heavenly Father, lifting up all the men who prayed tonight and lifting up men who are not, Heavenly Father, on this prayer line, Lord. I lift up Bishop Anthony Walker, that you would touch him with the healing hand, Lord. I lift up, Heavenly Father, my nephew David, as he's troubled, Heavenly Father, in his mind and in his marriage, Lord, and Heavenly Father's troubled in his relationship. We ask that you would intervene in the name of Jesus, Lord. We thank you on tonight, Heavenly Father. Father God, I pray tonight, Lord, asking you to forgive us if we've said anything, Heavenly Father, that we said it was from you and it was not you, Lord, that you would forgive us, Heavenly Father, for speaking out of order, Heavenly Father, Lord. We thank you on tonight, Lord, because you're a kind God, you're a compassionate God, but you're also a God of wrath, Heavenly Father. Heavenly Father, we ask that you would bless these men, that you would strengthen us as we come together in prayer, lifting up all men, Heavenly Father. I lift up my brother on tonight, Heavenly Father. I lift up all men that I know who are not saved, Lord, that you would touch their heart and touch their minds that they may come running asking, what must they do to be saved, Lord? We pray tonight, Heavenly Father, that men will be leaders of the home, Heavenly Father, that not only would they lead in finances, Lord, but they would lead their families spiritually, Heavenly Father, as you have, Heavenly Father, designated us to be the head of the household. And that includes, Heavenly Father, Lord, the spirituality, raising our children and our families and leading them, Heavenly Father, to the church, Heavenly Father, to worship. We thank you in this hour, Lord. We thank you, Lord, as you have brought us through 2020, Lord. There's a few more days left, Lord. But you brought us this far, Heavenly Father. We thank you, Heavenly Father, that you use broken vessels as us. You use flawed vessels as us, Heavenly Father. Father God, we thank you, Heavenly Father, because you see something or you saw something in us that we did not see in ourselves, Heavenly Father. We thank you, Heavenly Father. I pray for all those, Lord, who are still going to the bars, Lord. I pray for those who are still, Heavenly Father, drinking heavily. I pray for those who have a drinking problem. I pray for the drug addicts. I pray for the sex addicts, Lord, that you would deliver them all in the name of Jesus, Lord. We pray, Heavenly Father, Lord, for those who are using your people just for monetary gain. We pray for the hirelings, Lord, that you would touch their heart and touch their mind and convict them, Heavenly Father. And they would repent and turn from their wicked ways, Lord, and preach the unadulterated true gospel of Jesus Christ. We thank you in this hour, Lord, and we lift up Heavenly Father, Apostle E, Lord, as you planted this seed in him to bring men together, Lord. We pray, Heavenly Father, that these prayers will go much further than the airways, Lord, that somebody will hear these prayers in spirit, that we would draw more men, Lord, that, Heavenly Father, more men would be encouraged to come on to this line to receive prayer and to pray, Heavenly Father. Lord, we pray, Lord, that this prayer time with the men, the prayer evening with the men, Lord, it would grow nationwide, it would grow worldwide in the name of Jesus. Father God, we pray just like we're having the crossover service, Heavenly Father, that we could have a crossover prayer service, Father God, in 2021. We thank you in this hour, Lord, as Lord, you're blessing your people, Lord. Bless the men on this line, Heavenly Father. Bless our homes, bless our household, bless our finances, Heavenly Father, Lord. And Heavenly Father, I touch and agree with that one brother that was praying, Heavenly Father, that Lord, that we could connect with those, Lord. Lord, that we, if we need to talk, Heavenly Father, if we need counsel, Heavenly, that no man will feel alone or left behind, or that he has to deal with life or deal with his trials and tribulations alone by himself, Father God. As this is a brotherhood, as iron sharpens iron, so Heavenly Father, help us to sharpen one another. Help us to sharpen other men, Lord. Help us, Heavenly Father, to continue to preach and teach Christ, Lord, to sow those seeds, Heavenly Father. Father God, I pray, Heavenly Father, for the next generation of men that are coming up, Lord, the younger men, Heavenly Father, the millennials, and even those younger than them, Lord. Heavenly Father, I pray that we can be an example to them. But I also pray for those that are in the high school, Heavenly Father, as many don't believe there is a God, or they don't believe in your son Jesus as Lord and Savior, Lord. We ask that you convict their minds, convict their hearts, send other people to minister to them. In the name of Jesus, Heavenly Father, Lord. Heavenly Father, we pray for the health and strength of men on tonight, Heavenly Father, Lord. Lord, we pray, Heavenly Father, if there are some that are sick, that you would touch them with the healing hand. If there are some that need to be strengthened, that you would strengthen them in the name of Jesus, Lord. Heavenly Father, we pray for those. In the name of Jesus, we come against those with suicidal tendencies. We come against those, Heavenly Father, who suffered with depression, Heavenly Father. We ask that you would renew their mind. Give them a clean spirit, right spirit, the right heart, Heavenly Father. The devil is a liar and the truth is not in him, Heavenly Father. Lord, we just thank you on tonight. We thank you for the things you've done for us in the past. We thank you for what you're doing right now. We thank you that you've given us an opportunity to pray, Heavenly Father, Lord. We thank you, Lord, because Jesus told his disciples, Heavenly Father, only some things can come forth by fasting and prayer. You also tell us in his word, in your word, Heavenly Father, that we should be persistent in prayer, that men should always pray, Lord. Well, we have men on the line tonight, and we're praying unto you, Father God. We're praying as humbly as we know how. loud, Heavenly Father, because we know that you hear our requests. We know that you answer our requests, Heavenly Father. We're making our requests be made known unto you, Heavenly Father. We pray for our wives. We pray for our children, Lord. We pray for our finances, Heavenly Father, Lord. And help us to be good stewards in all areas, Heavenly Father. Good stewards in marriage. Good steward in finances. Good steward in ministry, Heavenly Father. Good stewards in managing and raising our families. Good stewards in love, Heavenly Father. Having compassion for one another. And Lord, help us, Lord, to continue to have the mind of Christ, Lord, even for those who don't agree with us or see life in a different manner, Heavenly Father. Help us to have an open mind, Lord, that we would be able to minister to those people and listen to those people, Heavenly Father, because some, Heavenly Father, they won't come to you or they won't come to us because they feel like they're going to be judged, Father God. Let us not have a judgmental spirit, but let us have the spirit of love, Heavenly Father. Let us have that spirit, Lord. Let us be led by the Holy Spirit when we minister to those people. We thank you on tonight, Heavenly Father. We can't praise you enough. We can't give you enough glory, Heavenly Father. We just thank you that these men could come together, Father God. Father God, I feel in my spirit that you're smiling down on us on tonight because we're touching and agreeing. We're coming together in prayer and supplication, Heavenly Father. I thank you on tonight, Heavenly Father, and I give you the honor, the praise, and the glory. And Father God, I just thank you on tonight for allowing us to come before you and pray, Heavenly Father. I pray that, Lord, that you will continue to bless us all. And Heavenly Father, there are some prayer requests that we don't know about, some prayer requests, especially for men, Lord. You know what they are, Heavenly Father. We ask that you answer those prayers, Heavenly Father. In Jesus' name I pray, amen.
Minister Gaines, come on, pray.
Can you hear me, Pastor?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir, it's yours.
You hear me now?
Yes, sir.
Father, we bless you and we thank you for everything you're doing, Lord. Lord, for we know it is ordained by you for us men to come together, Lord. And Lord, as we bow before you, Father, we humble ourselves one to the other, knowing that all things are done to your glory, Father. And we know it is by your grace and your mercy that we are able to come together as one, Father God, in unity for one purpose, and that is to glorify your holy name, Lord. Lord, we bless and thank you for those that are struggling with different addictions right now. Lord, let it be alcohol or even the cocaine, the rock cocaine, and the other drugs that are out there and so easily to come by. Father, we just ask that you'll give them the strength, Father, to withstand from those drugs. Lord, we ask that you can continue to bless us and let us walk upright, Father, and let others see your light shine through us, Father. But we have no glow, Father, but you shine all the time, Lord, and we glorify your holy name. Lord, we thank you for giving us another chance to make a change, Father, for we didn't always trust in you, Lord, but you gave us a chance, Father, and we made the change, and here we are honoring you and glorifying your name. Lord, we bless and thank you that you're going to the hospitals, into the dope houses, in the alleys where they sitting around doing much of nothing, Lord. We just ask that you will touch them, Father God, and let them know it's only by your grace are they able to sit down there and to take that next drink or to take that next hit. Father, it's only by your grace. And Lord, we just ask that you will touch them and let them know that it's your mercy that's around them, Lord, and that's continuing to flow around about them, Father. They need to know, Father God, and feel a special touch from you sometimes. We even ask that you put them in our paths, Lord, that we can minister to them and encourage their hearts, Lord. Lord, we thank you for everything you're doing, that you never do too much, Father, and we just thank you for that you've already done. Lord, we bind up self on every hand, that we can continue to glorify you, that we can reach out one to the other to assist where we can, and even if we can't, Lord, say a kind word, Father, just to encourage one another. Lord, we thank you right now, Father, for it's only by your grace and your mercy are we able to do anything that we do. Lord, we thank you for being able to be a blessing to the children this past Christmas, Lord, that we are able to open up Dag Rider's Bicycle Shop and give away gifts, Lord, and have more than enough gifts. We bless you, Father God, for everything you're doing for those other brothers that are out there, Father, on the battlefield, Father God, for the young folks trying to encourage their hearts, Lord. And we just bless and thank you, Father, that you keep harm away from us as we go forth to minister to them, Lord, that you give us the ability to walk in and out of your people and let them know that it is you shining through us and that we have your anointing upon us. It's not self making these statements and glorifying you, but it's your spirit that dwells within us that gives us the right to go forward and to minister and encourage hearts, Lord. Lord, we bless you right now. We ask you to cover our homes of every man that's on this line, every man that's on this line, Lord, that you bless the homes or wherever they may be abiding, Lord. We thank you for covering us, Father, even blessing the vehicles that we drive to get to and from work at this time, Lord. Lord, bless them, Lord, and I just bless and thank you that you continue to give us the ability to stand upright, Father God, and encourage someone, not pointing fingers, Lord, but just receiving them as they are, for we have not always been the way that we are. And we thank you, Father, for touching us right now and letting us know that all things are done to your glory, Father God, that we can say things to glorify you and not look to receive any rewards from man or woman. Father, we bless you and thank you that the churches that are on the line be represented in your name, Father God, not by self or that name that has been given to those pastors, Father God, but according to your word, in the name of Jesus, that's the only name by which we can be saved, Lord. And we thank you right now for giving us the ability to go forward and encourage one another, Lord. It's a trying time right now. Father, we ask that you go into those hospitals and touch those that the loved ones have given up on. Go into those dope houses and touch those that the families have given up on. Lord, we just reach out right now. We claim victory in your name, for we know all these things shall be done according to your purpose and your will, not in our time, Father, but in your time. You are the one that controls all things, the universe. Hallelujah. It revolves around your word. We bless you, Father, know that this pandemic, Father God, is here for a minute, Father, but it shall be gone sooner than the people think, Lord. And we just ask that you will just give us the ability to stay safe, Father God, and make right decisions, Father, to be able to call out the name of Jesus and know that all shall be well, Father. And Father God, those that are out there struggling right now to make ends meet, Father God, put them in the path of someone that can help them, Lord. Let them humble themselves, Father, knowing that they need help and not be ashamed to ask for help, Lord. We bless and thank you for everything you're doing. Lord, we ask you to continue to use us like never before, Father God. We thank you for blessing our hands, blessing the words that come out of our mouth, Father, that we can look at one another and reach out and touch one another, Lord, and know that it is unto you that we do the things that we do, Father. We glorify you right now, Lord. We thank you. We honor you. And we ask that you continue to give us favor this day, Father, in Jesus' precious name. Amen and amen.
Come on in, Minister Darren. Pray.
To God be the glory, my brothers. Father God, we come right now, Lord, just thanking you for being the God that you are, Father. Father, we just thanking you right now for all that you have done, Father. For if you don't do anything else, Lord, you've already done enough, and we just simply say thank you. Father God, as we go through today, Father God, and the rest of the days, Father God, we ask that you just put your arm of protection around us. Continue to protect us and build us up, Father God. During this pandemic, Father God, we ask that you just bless everyone, Father God, that has been affected in any way possible, Father God. And we just ask that you just touch them. Let them know that you did not leave us nor forsake us, Father God, that you will not put more on us than we can bear. And we just thank you right now, Father God. We ask in a special prayer for every brother that's on this line tonight, Father God. Someone may be going through something, Father, and an unspoken request. We ask that you just grant the request right now in the name of Jesus, Father God. Lift anyone up that may be down, Father God. Father God, I'm asking a special prayer for me, Father God. Just continue to keep me and my home, my family, Father God. And I give you a special thank you and a special praise, Father God, for my brother, Pastor Eddie Hamilton, Father God, for for enlightening us, giving us this opportunity for brothers to come together and be on one accord in your Son Jesus' name, Father God. And as we go to and fro and go to the end of 2020, Father God, and going into the new year, Father God, I ask that we go with a changed mind and a changed heart, Father God. Let us go into 2021 with a heart of forgiveness, a heart of thankfulness, Father God, and we just ask that you just continue to bless us. And as we go to and fro, in your Son Jesus' name we pray, amen.
Let the church say amen. Now, I got a couple of petitions amen. Before anybody hang up. I need everybody to be in agreement with what I'm about to ask. A friend of mine, a close friend of mine, Leroy Clark, I'm still stunned. But, oh, my God. His wife was found dead this morning. And he called me right after it all happened. The paramedics tried to revive her over 10 times. And the only thing that I have to say to us is that death is in the land. And God was showing me today that us as men, we really need to be supportive for the women in our lives, not just our wives, not just the people, all women. Death is coming to destroy the women. The whole time that we've been lackadaisical as men, yeah, we're doing a prayer call tonight, and it's growing, and it's going to grow. In 2021, we're going to have it where we can't stop. But we've been so lackadaisical for so long, the women that have been holding our ground are now being defeated by death. And it's an opportunity for us to stand up and stand in prayer for life. And when we're experiencing death because of pandemic reasons and because of whatever reasons, we need to still be able to stand in death to show life. Now, it's getting closer and closer to home. I don't know if you're acknowledging this. I don't know if it's happening to you, but it's nationwide. It's worldwide. It's every corner now is being affected by death. We need to pray against death. And God has nothing to do with this. We cannot say, why, God? Why is this happening? Why didn't we pray earlier? Why didn't we do better earlier? Why didn't we become the men that we're supposed to be? We are the key, my brothers. If you're listening to me right now, we are the key to salvation on earth, because he called us to be that head that knew how to make right decisions, that knew how to lead, but also knew how to follow. I'm calling us all out, not as a head over anybody, but as an equal. Willing to submit, but also willing to commit and unify with you that our prayers are working. Now, I'm telling you, you're going to see the results of our prayers tonight, because we are in total agreement. But we cannot leave here. We can call it pandemic. We can call it COVID. But what's going on in our land is death right now. And the one thing that could kill us all is death. Even though you're still alive in your flesh, your spirit can be killed by death. I bind that right now. Your spirit can be killed by a loss. I bind that right now. And I call us out to be warriors of prayer, that we know how to stand, we know how to withstand, and we know how to stand in this day of the evil work of death. I bind death right now that it will not enter. I bind death right now that it will not perform. I bind death right now that it's over right now. If I can get one to agree. In Matthew 18, it says, if two agree on anything concerning anything on earth, it will be done. Can I get one to agree that death will not reign anymore, but life will live and go forward in the mighty name of Jesus? Now, I'm speaking to your spirit first in life. Then I'm speaking health to you physically, mentally, financially, and everything else that may follow. But we must stand together and pray. We hit the numbers. The numbers are off the chart tonight. Each week we're growing. We're coming. Yeah, you can't make it every week, but you come when you can, and we pray together that we see the results of our petitions. Family, this is it. Now, men, I want to congratulate you tonight, because normally We got about 15, 20 minutes left, and I bring in the Now Network women ministers in to seal it off and to end us out in prayer. And guess what? We held our own hour. And there may be some others that have joined us in this time that want to pray. Dial one. We'll make time for you to pray because we have to pray. There's not a time limit on this broadcast. We stay until we're done praying. But I want you to know that I appreciate you. I love you. I honor you. But don't give up. Don't quit. Don't throw in the towel. Even with something, even today, I was ministering, doing an obituary for another family, and got the call that a brother, his wife died out of nowhere. We just were talking a couple of weeks ago about getting together and doing some stuff after, you know, the pandemic let us travel, and came today. I want to pray for Leroy and his daughter that are now mourning the loss of their wife and mother, her sister, just the whole family, the whole Greater New Beginnings family that is connected to the Clark family that will be bereaving also and mourning also. I pray for that family in this hour. That's why we need prayer. Family, I love you guys. If anybody has another comment that you would like to put in right now, I'm going to open up the brothers' lines. Area code 657, last 41243. Come on, pray. We got you. Go ahead, pray. Area code 657, last 41243. Go ahead and pray.
Okay.
Yes.
Father, in the name of Jesus, Father, we come before you right now. And Father, we just lift up family right now concerning this tragedy. Father, we know, Father God, that this is not from you. And so, Father, you said in 1 Corinthians 15, verse 26, that the last enemy to be destroyed is death. You said the last enemy to be destroyed is death. And so we declare the spirit of death, we take authority over it. We eject it now out of our lives,
come on.
Out of our home, out of our life, out of our atmosphere. We
agree.
Take authority, for you have given us authority over the power of death. And so we thank you, Lord, that we are now free. You said, Father God, that no weapon that is formed against us shall prosper. Death is a weapon, and we come against that spirit. We come against it, and we declare that, God, that we shall not die, but live and declare the works of the Lord. And so, Father, we thank you for what you are doing. We thank you. You said this is not unto death, but it is for the glory of God. So we thank you that Jesus is being glorified. No matter what's going on, we thank you that you are the risen Savior, Father. Just like you rose Lazarus from the dead, we speak life. We speak Zoe.
Hey!
We speak resurrection power. Resurrection power in the name of Jesus over COVID, over cancer, over whatever other disease. Jesus, when you was on the cross, you bore every disease. COVID-19 was on you when you was on that cross. And we declare now that the last enemy to be destroyed is death. It comes to an end now in the name of Jesus. And we as men of God, we touch and agree. We agree. You said with two or more, agree concerning any one thing that they shall ask, it shall be done. So we thank you that you are being glorified even in this matter. In Jesus' name, amen.
And the church said, amen. Family, my brothers, this is our covenant place to come together and agree. And I'm telling you, you're going to walk, as soon as you get off of this broadcast, you're going to see the miracle of God in your life because of prayer. I'm telling you this now. He's showing me this to tell you right now, prophetically, you're going to see the results of your prayer now because he wants you to trust. He wants you to believe, but he also wants you to walk. My God. And he wants you to walk now. Family, know that you are loved. honored, appreciated. The most important thing you need to know is that you are God's greatest miracle, my friend. I don't care how bad it was. I don't care how messed up it was. You are still God's greatest miracle. He just wants you to shift it and become his friend. I know somebody said, well, no, I'm a servant. No. Once you do and follow the commandments of God, he calls you friend. That's what we are, brothers, friends. Let's continue to worship. Let's continue to pray. And let's continue to support one another in this new season. In Jesus' name. Now, we want to let you know, don't forget, the 24-hour crossover revival is this Thursday night at 9 p.m. on Pacific time, 10 Mountain, 11 Central, 12 midnight on the East Coast. And then every midnight after that, you will hear a fresh word every hour after that. For 24 straight hours, you will hear a word from the Lord. Do not miss it. You cannot miss it. You don't want to miss it. The most important thing, set your alarm and say, I'm going to do the whole 24. And I've done it. And believe me, I can open up the lines and let some of our covenant partners tell you we've done 24 hours. And yes, we were tired at the end, but we were so filled with the Holy Ghost that when we came back out and moved into the purpose and the plan of God, we knew what to do. And it was not by our own will or our own power. It was by the will of God that we were able to succeed. Amen. Love you guys. God bless you. We'll talk to you next Tuesday. Every Tuesday, men's call to prayer. Every Tuesday, men's call to prayer. It must grow. Why? Because we're speaking the word of God, and we are now joining together through the word of God that we can see the word of God come to light. When? Now, because of the word of God. Read John 1. You'll get it. Love you guys.
I want to be like Daniel. Yeah. I want to be like Paul. Hey.
I just want to serve you.
When I'm serving, that means I'm giving you the best I can.
I just want to serve you.
I serve you, Lord.
Yeah.
I do everything that I can.
Forever, I'ma need your help.
I done came a long way. I done did a lot of dirt. You can say I'm a survivor. I am here to give you church. I'm just trying to fill his purpose. I'm just trying to make it work. I'm just happy to be forgiven and forgive those who I've hurt. Lord, only you know what I go through when I'm all by myself. I can't do this by myself. No, forever I'ma need your help. Forever I'ma be of service. Tell my story just to let you know I worship you. Before anyone on this earth, I'm committed to you first. We are the body of Christ. He is the one sacrificed. He is the one who can lead you to freedom. Will never mislead you the way into life. Yeah. Fresh out the book of Revelations. I am the soul of a nation. I am my own motivation. Dynasty Gold is my baby. We're sitting with Jesus. Finna eat with the believers. Finna reap what we've been sowing for seasons. It is our time and he is the reason. Give us a sign. Father, we need you. Your love is everything I wanted. You tell me do it and I'm on it. I promise you will get the glory.
I love you.
Father, I love you. I love you.
I just wanna serve you.
I need you.
I just wanna be a better person, be a better man, be there for my daughter, be a family man.
You know what I go through when I am alone.
Father, I need you, can't do this alone.
I am a living testimony, walking miracle. Pinnacle, spiritual, from the village, I can feel it, can you feel it? This is part of my healing.
It's time that we build a bigger building. It's time that we be there for our children. It's time that we teach them how to love and show them how to feel it. See, all of my life, I've been running from myself. Now that I found Christ, I'm so glad I found Christ. He was with me when I fell, with me in the cell, with me when everybody went in hell. He is the one who brought me back to life. He is the reason for my sacrifice. I am a prophet speaking prophecy. Men on a mission, ain't no stopping me. Was given the vision to behold and possibly change all our consciously. If you really love him, follow me. Cause greater he is who's inside of me. And greater you are if you let him lead you to your freedom. You can be reborn, man.
You know you have to thank God saved me. High off your own drugs and wildin' out. You know what I'm saying? I couldn't do it without him. You know what I'm saying? So I gave my life to him. So now I'm committed to serving his people. Man, praise God. Glory to God.
Glory to God.
wanna serve you. I just wanna be a better person, be a better man, be there for my daughter, be a family man.
You know what I go through when I am alone.
Know what I go through when I am alone.
Father, I need you, can't do this alone.
Father, I need you, can't do this alone.